Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. Am I Wrong with Dave Harrigan? Recently bumped a couple times for Major Garrett. Major Garrett was on with us earlier today at 12:35. You can podcast Major. You can podcast Matthew Collar. You can podcast quitting segment. Toughest thing you've had to quit in your life. I've wanted to quit Am I Wrong many times, but you won't let me.
Well, you can't. You know how popular it is amongst the political community and, frankly, the community at large.
Yes.
In the Minneapolis-St. Paul area.
The community wants it, so where do we start?
Let's start. You know what? I'm going to give you a quick opportunity.
Oh, thank you.
Not to do an Am I Wrong. I guess you could if you want to, but we both saw the Boulevard commentary.
Oh, God.
Editorial.
Yeah. I saw
in,
2 days
in the
ago,
Reformer.
Yeah.
Quick, give me 20 seconds.
It's utter nonsense. It's utter nonsense. It's too touchy feely. It's too safe. We're too reliant on cars. This will break it. You need to be allowed to go back and forth between Minneapolis and St. Paul with some sort of pace.
You don't want to fill in 94 for a boulevard. That's
no, I don't.
Okay, that's
I think it's
seconds.
Nonsense. We don't need flowers. We don't need bikes. We don't need a flume.
Really? Going over the time.
Okay,
here.
Sorry.
It is nonsense. Can we also talk about something that we don't talk about in this town regarding our roadways that is reality, that has been reality for decades?
Is this reality check? Are you stealing the Pat Kessler
bit? Not quite. This is Am I Wrong? I don't know if you're familiar. Mm-hmm. But it is our reality, and it is utter nonsense.
Yeah.
How is it possible? Because
women allowed to drive?
Women, old folks. Yeah. Let's just keep going.
Well, that was on the list today of old folks.
Well, there was the study about...
Yeah.
I mean, how many
high number. We should be checking at probably, I'm about to turn 60 this year. Now, I'm a tremendous driver, I might add. But are you take the keys for me?
I think so.
By 60, we should be tested again, right?
Get ready.
Mm-hmm.
How is it possible that in these two towns, depending on which direction you're going,
yeah,
to get from one major freeway, I-94, to another major freeway, 35, you have to take side streets. That if you're going 94 west to go on 35W, get off on Cedar, go through the neighborhood, hang a left, and then get on 35. If you're going 94 east to go southbound 35E, get off at Snelling, Hyde Mill Road, or else you can get off by the cathedral, head down the hill.
I think you're blaming St. Paul here.
Well, it's a St. Paul issue. And it's a Minneapolis issue, like I said, going westbound on 94 to go north on 35. The fact that when constructing these roadways, nobody came up with a better idea is one of the most illogical, brainless decisions ever made, and even worse, accepted by the infrastructure community.
Well, I think some of it
hit
there.
Wait for the Am I Wrong?
Yeah,
am I wrong?
I'm sorry. It's a 35 issue because if you're going 35 north and you're coming, let's say, Bloomington, and then you're trying to circle around to 100, you got to do the side street there, too.
You're blaming 35.
I think Big 35 has failed us. I mean, it goes all the way down to Texas, leads us all the way down there.
Do you think there's an ego problem with 35, how when it gets to the Twin Cities, it says, no. I don't need 135. I need two of them.
Yeah, we got E, we got
I need
north.
An E and a W.
Yeah.
And this one over here on E, we're just going to slow you down to 45 miles an hour for a few miles just because I'm the boss.
Yeah. Well, some of us say it starts here, 35. You know, it sounds like you feel like it starts in Texas. Why don't you remember where your bread is buttered? You know, right here in Minnesota. But yeah,
I love buttered bread.
I do too. Butter properly rated, honey butter better.
Oh, I got some honey butter.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, Land O'Lakes.
Oh.
Threw it on some biscuits last night.
Oh, very nice. I have way too much bread from the meal we had last night. Come on over. If you want some bread, just Google.
What kind of bread you got? What are you talking?
I'm not telling you. Just come on over. The mystery bread.
Just don't tell me it's French baguettes.
I won't tell you that, but...
No, you didn't.
I wasn't the cook.
Do you have any influence? Some guys run their house. Some guys run around their house.
I was deferring to the chef, and the meal was excellent, but... There's enough bread to feed the Minnesota Vikings offensive line.
Is that right what now. You do when you go to a restaurant? Sir, what would you like? I don't care. Just bring me whatever.
You know me. Flex. Willing to just go with the flow. You know. Yeah, I think you're right. I think we have many highway issues, but one we're not going to have. A boulevard between Minneapolis and St. Paul. That's not happening. Oh, it would make life good. I'm all for connecting neighborhoods which have been disenfranchised and race played a part. I agree. But we also still need to have the ability to travel back and forth between by far the two biggest cities in the state.
Yeah, we're for reality too.
Yeah, I am pro-reality.
Thank you. That's very nice.
Thank you.
Will you join me in standing up to big greeting card?
Yeah, they cost way too much.
I was... appalled this week.
It's a joke.
A birthday card. I mean, that's the most popular card at any Target, Hallmark store, Walmart, whatever.
Yep.
I probably typically run $4 to $5, maybe $6 if you get the really nice ones.
Mm-hmm.
I was shopping.
Do you like the ones you open and then they pop out at you and it's like a song or a message of some sort?
Can't stand it.
You don't like joy?
I'm a simple man.
Okay.
I'm a simple man. Give me a nice little roses.
You like just
red,
sawdust around the house and. You know, what else? Oh,
that causes a mess.
Yeah.
Shopping for an anniversary card this week.
Oh, when's your anniversary?
Today.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
What number do we have here today?
My marriage is legally allowed to drive today, Chad.
16?
We have hit 16 years.
Do we have any plans tonight?
Not tonight. Gal's working tonight, but we got plans to go out tomorrow.
Where are you going?
We are going to go out and have some fun at MOA. And then after that, it's a little bit flex. Dinner, might stop for a drink. We've got some places in mind, but we haven't made the official.
Very hush-hush. You don't want to, you're worried about the paparazzi?
Yeah, they follow us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The cards are way too much.
Big anniversary card, minimum $7.
Are you serious?
Most of them $8 because they know they've got all us boobs over a barrel. We have to buy a card, especially for the anniversary. There is no way around it. I think we need to stand up, Chad. Join me. Join the public. Stand up. If they don't bring the prices down, you know what? We don't need their stupid cards.
Am I wrong?
Do you have to buy a card for an anniversary? If you come up with a good present or a good night.
You do.
You still need the anniversary card that costs $8.
Especially if you're the guy giving to the gal. They need to see it in writing. They need to have you write something lovely about
you're getting her something else outside of the card, correct?
Excuse me?
Yeah. I mean, is this
I am her gift, Chad.
Is this just big cheapskate? Is that what this is? That instead of getting her like maybe a nice set of earrings or... coat of some sort or a trip. You're buying her a car and say, hey, toots.
Hey, I said we're going out for dinner tomorrow night. What else?
To Mall of America. You're going to go to Hooters or where are you going?
They have good wings. They've got really good wings.
They really don't.
Hey, if she's into it, it's fine with me.
We don't still have Hooters out there, do we?
Oh, yeah.
We still have Hooters at the Mall of America?
Oh, yeah. Hooters is still doing very well at MOA.
I didn't.
Just killing it, I'm sure.
Please take a picture of the two of you at Hooters. At like 9:30 on your anniversary night.
All the staff around us.
I'll send Lindsay a set of divorce attorneys right there. All right, let's pause. We'll include DeRussia in the conversation. Am I wrong? You can chime in any point you'd like. 651-461-9226. Soon. Right?
Little Thin Lizzy?
Little Thin Lizzy.
Get with this.
I like it. No more Mr. Nice Guy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm all in. That makes sense with the bumper music theme. All right, we continue with Am I Wrong? Monday, we'll have Chip Scoggins. By the way, congrats to our friend Chip Scoggins. 25 years today, he walked into the Star Tribune. How about that? That's a great run.
A quarter century of Chipper.
Yeah, quarter
That's
century.
Tremendous.
And as I said in the tweet, he can cover a beat. He can be a columnist. He can do those takeout pieces. And if he just lasts 76 more years, he'll tie my father in the newspaper business.
Almost there.
I mean, seriously.
Very close.
My father started delivering papers when he was 9. So 76 more years to a man my father had great admiration for. Mr. Scoggins is a great human. Jason is here.
Hello.
Good to see you. I assume card DeSharks?
Happening. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
$50 bucks. I met a guy yesterday at a liquor store. He's like, hey, I was on card DeSharks last week.
Oh, there we go.
He's like, really love the Jester sponsorship. So, yeah. So we get $50.
So do I. That's nice. What if you meet him tonight and he's outside your house?
Be a little concerned.
Yeah.
Want to
play again, Jason?
Yeah, we don't play the at-home version.
No, exactly. What's next on MRI?
Well, let's talk about an issue with suburban dads that I have. We're all suburban dads
sure,
here.
Sure, right here.
As we all know, we've got a lot to deal with, especially if you still have kids in the house. There's the lawn, there's the thermostat, there's who left the lights on, there's curfews. You got to get that driveway shoveled. And that leads me to the one thing that was driving me nuts last night, and I see it every year, every winter, from a few of the suburban dads, certainly not all, but a few that live in here.
Sounds like not you, though, that you're not bothered.
No, because this is a level of pettiness of I don't even know what that – I can't even muster. It's the urge after even a very small amount of snow, like we got last night.
Thank you.
Not shovel the complete driveway right away, not even shovel half the driveway right away, but to instead shovel two stripes down the driveway that their tires can traverse down from their garage to the street so that they don't have the marks on the tracks on the driveway when they finally do the whole thing.
Who are these people?
This is the dorkiest thing suburban men can do in 2025.
Am I wrong?
You're Mr. Shovel.
Yeah.
You would get out there when you're doing the morning show and go on the patio at 2:30 and say, too bad, neighbors. I mean, I got to work and I'll get it done. I don't see a lot of this. Maybe I don't have much discipline in my suburban dad neighbors. But
I've got four homes around my neighborhood.
Who does
that
this?
Do it every time?
Oh, yeah.
Do you do this?
No.
Yeah.
No, but I admire it. I admire the dedication. I admire
it. For you, it's Desmond Tutu and then these guys.
These guys, second on the list to Tutu. It's a great, great.
It's just a good name.
Really rip for the headlines reference.
Well, it just sounds good. Sure. Desmond Tutu.
It does.
You know?
Just stop your car as you drive by, give him a nice tip of the cap.
Yeah. Well done. Mm-hmm. Well done.
Yeah.
You know, some people do like the lawn tracks.
Yeah.
Get the stripes.
The stripes. Mm-hmm. And then why not this?
I thought you were going to go with, right now from last night, what do we have? Inch and a half?
Yeah. Yes.
I think some of the folks who have to get out there and shovel just because they have to do it.
That is silly, I think, right?
Yes.
Now, did you shovel?
No.
Did you?
I did it this morning.
It's fine.
What did you shovel?
Just brushed it off.
You could have used a brush. I mean, there's nothing there.
Well, you've got the other clowns that decide to pull out the leaf blower when you get something can't even grab it.
We're all battery at the DeRusha house, so we don't make any noise. Easy. Easy.
All battery.
Going back to supple. I like a supple driveway.
You like the words that we were coming up with.
I listen.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
You want to give us one guest outside of Card to Sharks? I assume we'll have Alec Lewis.
Alec Lewis? Let's go.
Yeah.
I predict the Vikings win. You?
Guaranteed it.
Guaranteed.
I also have them winning the Super Bowl, so I better pick them winning this game.
I still believe. Vikings fans, man, quick to jump off the bandwagon.
Yeah. We did a prediction segment at the end of the year. I picked them to win the bowl. So I better not.
No, you got to stay with it.
I better not pull the chute this fast. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you.
Jason next. Enjoy him for the next 3 hours.